one of the changes that I see and a shift that I see is really moving away from job descriptions being based off of solely just tasks and moving more towards competencies.
You're listening to Learning Leader Spotlight, interviews with corporate L&D leaders. On each episode, we sit down with key industry experts to discover more about what's happening in the world of learning and development, from current trends and insights to the most valuable lessons learned along the way. Join us for a fresh perspective on all things training and the best direction forward.
Welcome to Learning Leader Spotlight, where we interview the learning leaders of today to help the learning leaders of tomorrow. I'm Shaneer Mershon, your guest host, and I'm a relationship manager with Training Pros, the sponsor of this podcast. Training Pros is a learning and development contract staffing company. We like to say, when you have more projects than people, let us help find the best consultant to start your project with confidence. I have a very special guest joining me today, who I had the pleasure of connecting with at a recent L&D conference. I'd like to introduce you to Aria Elzy Young, Director of Talent Development at Morgan Properties. Welcome, Aria.
Thank you so much, Shaneer. So as you said, I am the Director of Talent Development at Morgan Properties. So for those of you that don't know, we are one of the top national real estate investment and management companies in the United States. We've got about 2,500 employees and growing, and we are in the multifamily space. So in my role, I oversee all training and talent development. So everything from employees onboarding to their professional development, their leadership development. We really like to say in our roles that there is no finish line in training. So we really work hard to kind of journey alongside them as they grow within the organization and provide different opportunities for learning and development.
Awesome. Well, we're so glad that you're here today, Aria. Thanks for sharing a little bit about yourself and your organization. I always find it interesting to learn how people ended up in learning and development, right? So if you could just share a little bit about how you found your way to L&D and maybe what attracted to you at first.
Absolutely. So I actually started out in the hospitality industry. So much like yourself, Shaneer, I know that you're also a hospitality industry alumni as well. So I started off with Marriott Hotels in operations, and I really was drawn to that field much for the same reason that I was drawn to learning and development and then later into the multifamily space. And that is, I really wanted to be in a role and also in an industry where I would be able to help others. And so I started out in hotel operations, really was able to hone a lot of leadership development skills there, communication skills. Started off in a smaller hotel called Courtyard, if any of you have heard of that. And for any of you that have been to a Courtyard or worked at a Courtyard, you know that you have to be a little bit of a jack of all trades. So you get to do a little bit of everything. And for me, that actually included training. And so that was really my introduction in training my staff. And I found that I really love one thing that I've heard a lot of your podcast guests talk about, which is those light bulb moments. And so as I was training my team, I really fell in love with the moments where I really saw the light bulb start to go off for them and being able to help and assist them in their career journeys. And so I said, okay, well, how can I do this full time? So I actually went back to school for organizational development, leadership, and adult learning from St. Joseph's University and got my master's degree there. Later, an opportunity became available at Marriott International, so their corporate headquarters. Moved and was able to then become a trainer. And so from there, I trained regionally, trained nationally for multiple different brands all across the country. And in 2020, I got the amazing opportunity with Morgan Properties. At the time, they were looking for a learning program manager to really build out some of the amazing programs that they have today. So along with a really great team of talent development professionals, work closely with them to build out a leadership academy, their mentorship program. They were also looking to revamp their professional development program as well and multiple levels of that. So spent several years, you know, really working on developing a lot of those programs and putting those in place, and then was promoted into my current role today of Director of Talent Development, where I get to work with a team of both instructional designers and then also an amazing team of facilitators and trainers as well. Really passionate group of team members there at Morgan
that together we're really able to support the organization and support the employees of the organization as well to help them grow in their careers and do what they do best.
Sounds like you're creating a lot of light bulb moments for a lot of different people. So kudos to you. It's interesting because the hospitality space and the real estate sector, there's probably quite a bit of overlap there. So I'm sure there's a lot of transferable skills for those people who may be considering the same transition. If you think about trends, right? If we think about the last several years, help me share with me what trends are you seeing in L&D in our field over the last several years?
Absolutely. So I would say one of the major trends that I'm seeing as I think about this question is the trend of reskilling. And what reskilling is really just being able to acquire skills to transition to a completely different and new role. So identifying the strengths and the skills that you currently have, and then looking to see what are those gaps, and then how can I fill those gaps from oftentimes a learning and development perspective. And so just to give a few examples of things that I've seen people be able to transition from being in operations in the multifamily space to then transition over to our service side of things by leveraging different certifications that they can get from NAA, which is the National Apartment Association, and different credentials that they can get to help them reskill into that role. I've also seen some of our really talented admins now moving into project management roles, or even within my own department of talent development, a lot of our talent that is in our department today came from operations. They came over and then they reskilled using different organizations like ETD. So the Association for Talent Development, getting different certifications with my counterparts in talent acquisition. I've seen people transition from operations into those roles and really be able to leverage the knowledge that they have while also reskilling and getting different certifications through our tuition reimbursement program and things like that to be able to help support them to make that transition as easy as possible. And as I've talked to several of these team members, I kind of asked them, you know, what was that transition like for you? What was it like to reskill in a completely different direction in your career? And one of the things that I've consistently heard people say is this notion of who they are is bigger than what they do. And so as long as they're aware of what their strengths are and they have the support from a talent development and learning development standpoint to reskill, they feel like the sky is the limit and they're really able to move in a different direction. I think from an employee standpoint, one of the things that we're seeing in the industry is transitioning from more of a ladder standpoint in terms of career development, where you're moving from A to B and B to C, to more of what I like to call like a jungle gym. So you may move up, you may move back, you may move to the side, just depending on what's best for the employee, both professionally and then also personally as well. So that is really exciting and I think really empowering for a lot of our employees. And I think just employees in general, that they really can take control of their career in those ways. We really come alongside them in that way with some of our programs, like our micro certifications that we offer. They are fully self-paced through our Morgan University, which is our LMS system. And they're able to then explore different career paths, different from the role that they're currently in, to one, be able to set themselves apart when they go on those interviews. We've also partnered with our talent acquisition team. So then that way, when they go on the interview, they're able to show the badge or the certificate from what they were able to complete. And they really, again, are at the helm of their own careers at Morgan. From an organizational standpoint, I think that it really gives the organization an opportunity to be very adaptable when we kind of approach talent development or L&D from this standpoint. And from a talent development standpoint, making sure that we're not just preparing employees for the careers and the roles that they have today, but what are the careers and the roles that we know that we're going to need in the future? So how do we identify those future skills, whether that's using different industry reports or working with organizations like ATD or multifamily industry organizations as well to monitor those skills. Also working with different departments. So collaborating, I collaborate a lot with our HR department, our talent acquisitions department, our operations department, to not work in silos, but to really start to break down those silos, share information about what we're seeing in the industry so that we can get ahead of it. And we can then make sure that our employees are really prepared for those future level roles and really be a great business partner as well.
Awesome. There's a lot of good nuggets in there. So one of the things I love that you said was around it's reskilling versus upskilling. Because sometimes upskilling can be perceived as like, wait, I'm doing well. Why do I need to up, right? It's like instead of, it's the lateral move that you mentioned around Jungle Gym. I love that too, right? There's some interesting pieces there that I think make a lot of sense. And I love the concept of reskilling more so than the term upskilling. That's just me.
This episode is brought to you by Training Pros, the award-winning contract staffing agency that works exclusively with learning and development professionals to match the right consultants to client projects. If you're in corporate L&D and have more projects than people, let the industry practitioners at Training Pros provide you with the right L&D consultant to start your project with confidence. Find out how we make finding quality consultants easy by scheduling a consultation at www.trainingpros.com.
So I also love that you're thinking about future, and you mentioned the future skills and how you can help support your team members and employees through that. So if you think about the future as it relates to our learning and development space, where do you think we're headed in 5 to 10 years?
So when I look ahead 5 to 10 years, I think we're beginning to see the start of it now, but I definitely think in 5 to 10 years, we'll really be solidified in competency-based learning. And so what I mean by that, or why that's so important, is I think when we think about from an HR standpoint or a talent acquisition standpoint, as I talk to my counterparts in those departments, one of the changes that I see and a shift that I see is really moving away from job descriptions being based off of solely just tasks and moving more towards competencies. And why I believe that this is so important from a learning and development standpoint is that that's really the precursor to us really being able to do some career mapping. And so we can then take the competencies that they have identified and map our learning initiatives to those competencies. And what that then does for the employee is it creates a very clear and concrete path to the next step that they want to get to. And even if it is something that's a completely different role from what they're doing, or maybe even a completely different industry for employees that may be looking to switch into multifamily, they have a really clear roadmap to say, okay, well, this role requires negotiation skills. And yes, I may be in a marketing role today, but I have those negotiation skills and I'm able to then leverage that into the next role. Or if I don't, I'm able to then set a target to then be able to reskill based off of that competency. So I absolutely love, you know, seeing more and more of that. And I think over the next 5 to 10 years, we'll really be able to solidify it and get it down to a science, along with a little bit of help, probably from AI. And so I think AI will be a really great tool. I know that there's a lot of different softwares and things on the market and more coming every single day that will then be able to allow us to provide really personalized learning recommendation in real time to really help the employee along their career journey and really help us even with things like analytics. I think it's going to really help us to make things easier and to make them more customized to the employee. And I think that's really what we're seeing that our learners really want, you know, at this, in this day and age, is to have it be customized, to have a very clear career path while still being able to be flexible and having in our job, you know, in talent development, learning and development, is to be able to support both them and then also the organization so that the organization's initiatives can then be successful.
I agree with you. And I think that it will continue to play a role, but I love the piece around the competency-based learning and how can you leverage AI to help support that, right? So awesome. Well, let's shift gears a little bit, Aria. We met at an L&D leadership conference, and that's one way I stay up to date and current with trends. I'm sure that's how you also stay up to date. But
What other ways have you found to make sure that you, your team, you're staying current with industry trends and news and new ways of thinking?
Yeah. So one of my absolute favorite ways to stay up to date, and I'll let you guys in on my secret, is the LinkedIn Learning Report. So they put out a report every year and they go over the different trends that they are seeing in the past year and what they're seeing in the coming year as well. And why that's so helpful and so important is for our team, we actually use that as a benchmark. So my team is spread out all across the country. However, once a year we come together for a talent development summit and we benchmark ourselves against the LinkedIn Learning Report. We look to see how did we do last year in comparison to some of the trends that they saw and how are we looking ahead? And we always want to be ahead of where the industry is and definitely in tune with where the industry is going. So the LinkedIn Learning Report, I would say, is invaluable in terms of really staying on the pulse of what's happening within the industry.
I haven't heard that before. So I think that's a really interesting take and perspective on how to use that report with yourself, with your team. And you've created a kind of a process with it too, right? An expectation around it. So that's great. My last question for you, Ariane, is along the same lines, but what book, if you could only pick one, would you recommend to L&D professionals?
Sure. So I absolutely love books. I'm a huge audiobook reader. So I usually read about maybe 1 to 2 audiobooks per month. And so one of my absolute favorites that I came across most recently is called Help Them Grow or Watch Them Go. And that book is by Beverly Kay and Julie Giuliani. This book has been around for a while, so it's definitely faithful in the learning and development space. It's also really great for anyone that has branched out into the coaching development space as well. But they recently re-released it. And so they have updated it within the last year, as we know that the industry has changed a lot over the last 5 years. And so it's right on time, I think, in terms of really identifying from a leadership development standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, even from an LD standpoint, how do we support our employees? How do we support our leaders? And how do we really coach them for the future?
All right. Well, I've got that down. So I will be on my next book. Well, Ariane, it's been a pleasure having you on our show today. Thank you so much for joining.
All right. Thank you so much for having me, Shaneer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not sure if you know this, but Training Pros, our company charity, is World Reforestation. So we have planted 3,500 trees to date around the world. And as a thank you, we want to plant 5 trees in your name. Just our way of saying thank you. And we appreciate your time and for joining us on Learning Leader Spotlight.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I love that you guys have that goal of being able to give back. So thank you so much for that.
Yes, we believe in giving back in multiple ways. So thank you again. And thank you for joining us for this episode of Learning Leader Spotlight.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for the latest episode of Learning Leader Spotlight, interviews with corporate L&D leaders. You'll find links in the show notes to any resources mentioned on today's show. If you're enjoying our podcast, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and leave us a 5-star review.